KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And of course, 92.3 FM, KSVL in Smith and Mason Valley. You got the same line, 884-9910. Talking about issues for all of Northern Nevada, and one of them is big growth. Douglas County's got a vote coming up this Thursday. Yay or nay? Citizens, speak up. Because what happens when you don't? Well, you find things in your backyard you weren't prepared for, or things you moved into a community that you didn't think were going to come. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me an email. We see it happen every single day. Michael called in yesterday, said, remember I was going to keep track for you on this development that was going forward, and I was going to keep track of the master plan and everything for you? And yep, he called in with an update that not only had the master plan been changed, but it was voted through. Even the 2025 master plan changed for it to go through. So this is what happens. And honestly, I can't give you any advice how to stop it. Because you go to these meetings, I feel bad. I feel for the people who go to the meetings in their community and they sit through presentations and they sit through all of the double speak. You've got engineers, you've got lawyers, you've got developers, you've got planners, you've got engineers, you've got the scientists who come forward and say, you know, this is good for this now. You know, when Lemon Valley, when those homes were approved around Swan Lake, that dry lake bed, back then when they had a plan together, they were approved on that master plan. But since then, that plan kept getting changed and changed and changed until it came up with the issues that it has today. I ask, why do we have master plans? Why do we waste our time doing that? Is it really a good use of our time? This is what I want you to do. No matter what plan you are up against, I want you to look at the development, look at the developer, and then usually down at the bottom of the page, you will see a finance or a group that is underneath it. Okay? Just as an example, I'm going to take the Daybreak. That's a big one here in Reno. Community Vision. Daybreak Reno and Southeast Reno. Nevada is a vision of stewardship, innovative homes, and vibrant gathering places where people of all ages can celebrate life. A master plan is proposed to include the potential for a number of schools, open space, park, trails, neighborhood commercial, all that good stuff. Now, if you go down to the bottom, and Ron, I'll get to you in just a second. I'm in the middle of a spiel here. You go down to the bottom here, and it says Newport Pacific Land Company. Well, what's that? Well, those are the people behind Daybreak. So you hit your DuckDuckGo. I think there's a new Ziggle or something like Zippo or something like that, or Google or whatever you're going to use. And then you pull up Newport Pacific Land Company. If you're following along, it's npland.com. So you find the team, you find the leadership, and then find out who's behind it. Douglas Neff, chief executive officer. It's got some history there with Wells Fargo, San Francisco, investment companies. He's the chairman and president of this and the chairman of that and all these different investment companies. Interesting. So you can go on the next one. Derek Chen, chairman and founder of Chenco Holding Company, LLC. That's a Las Vegas-based investment holding company. You start going through his history. Commercial engineer, business executive. Oh, co-founder, China Prosper Investment Management, a mainland China NDRC licensed private equity management company. Also, China Post Group and CITIC are also co-founders of the company. A lot of ties to China there. Where's our state and our country going? Where's the money coming from for all these big developments that communities seem to be against, but seem to make their way through? 884-9910, just a little food for thought for you. When you're supposed to be doing your research and finding out why changes are being made that residents don't want to see made. 884-9910. Let's go check in with Ron this morning. Hi, Ron. What would you like talk about?
Good morning, Monica. Thanks for taking my call. I have really turned the radio off in the last probably 3 or 4 years in terms of talk radio shows or anything else. My wife and I are experiencing the first-time purchase of a 39.3-acre property in North Valleys off of Pyramid Highway. I understand where people are coming from in terms of, you know, what do you do about power, this, that, and the other. I'm very much an alternative building and alternative energy person. We chose this property because there are no utilities or anything going to the property. I heard you in the last hour speak in regard to what are people supposed to do. Your parents are in a home that is grid tied and it has to have power for all of the machinery that they need for the air machines and things, you know, of that nature. I've been really a proponent of going solar. And when I first started in solar, which was about 2004, a local company that I worked for was always linking themselves with grant monies and what have you. And it has always seemed strange to me that we have a governing body, state, local, county, that always seem to have engineers that are very turned off by people being independent and able to function on their own. My first thing that I wanted to say in regard to it is go off grid. That way you're not ever having to pay into the utilities. The reason that the government, federal, state, and local love those utilities in place is look at your bill. There is another category on that bill that shows a tax that is going into that. So federal, state, and local are always in favor of public utilities. It's never going to change because they have tax monies derived from that. We literally lived in this country for the last 35 years watching taxes rise, services fall, and the persons that are functioning at political levels have no consideration of what it is for anyone to live a normal daily life. They're totally out of touch And it doesn't matter whether it's our state governor or trickles down to the city governments, the local municipalities that are being dealt with. And some of the things that I've heard, having just turned the radio on in the last 2 weeks, I've been listening to your show. And it just reaffirms to me there is no one to vote for any longer. Because they tell you one thing, then they do another.
Yeah. Ron, I want to ask you a question here, because my mom actually does have solar, but she falls into the same category of my husband and I. We've got 32 beautiful solar panels on our house. But being in where we live, we have to be tied into the grid. Unless we get the battery systems and, you know, also add the wind to it so we can have year-round and the battery storage. I don't mean to be personal here, but how much did it cost you to go fully off the grid? Do you mind me asking?
We're going to end up, once we have what I'm doing and what my wife is doing with me, we are going to be building the first Earthship biotexture home in Nevada that I'm aware of. That design, it was created by Michael Reynolds and has been redesigned for 30-plus years. The normal average household can function off of a grid with 3 to 5 kW system with battery backup. It is the whole of the industry that has played this game of needing 7, 10, 15, 20 kW is the first thing that was wrong from the get-go. What I'm thinking in terms of our home, because of where we're established, we're actually going to be able to put up wind turbines unless someone makes a complaint to the county in regard to wind access. But what it boils down to is 3 to 5 kW should perform the average household with no problem. And if people do not believe me, all you need to do is go onto the internet, look up Earthship biotexture, and you will see a man who has been stripped of his credentials when he is the only one in the United States. He's known as the garbage warrior. And he has been building these off-grid buildings that are totally self-sustainable. And there is no reason why any person in Nevada should not be engaged in at least considering doing these things. Number one, it removes the government oversight in regard to your ability to own your own property, to be in control of your own utilities. But normally, you know, you were asking about how many kilowatts does it take? Yeah, you've got to buy a battery bank. So you're probably looking at $3,000 or $4,000 in batteries. They're going to last 15 to 20 years. Now that we have Tesla here, and they are dealing with grid tie, not off-grid battery systems, the technology is really getting ahead of itself in terms of self-sustaining. So, yeah, you're going to put $7,000 to $10,000 into a system, but you will never be without power. Even if you have wells, which everybody in Nevada who we live rural, we have wells. You can function off of solar and pump water. You can do all the things that you need. I've been launching this whole California thing in regard to the fires, and my wife's grandmother lived in West Point, outside of Jackson, and it just surprised me. For 15 years, no one did anything for their forestry management, and thus the reason the entire countryside is burning down. We are now experiencing the same things here in Nevada. What are we personally going to do? Stop asking for permission. That's the first thing. Stop asking. I already checked on the property in terms of putting in a septic. Now, this is not publicly tied or anything else. A septic permit in Washoe County to submit for a permit is $1,684. That's without you buying a Jensen precast or anything else. They want $1,684 to allow you to put in septic on a 40-acre property. That's how ridiculous this has gotten.
And that's how they're thieving from people. So, Ron, what was that website again to check out? Because I've got to go look at that.
It is, you can look it under Michael Reynolds, Earthship Biotecture. And if you start researching Earthship Biotecture, I'll send it to you. I'm actually on your site right now. You are one of the few personalities that I've ever spoken to in Reno, and I've been here since 1991, that I've taken the time to call, because having listened in the last couple weeks in regard to the drug issues and things that are taking place from Carson City to Reno, I had no idea of what was going on down in the parks, downtown, and because I don't go down there. I literally try not to go into town by any means necessary. And that's very sad.
Because we should. It's beautiful along there if we could actually enjoy it. So, Ron, I have to take a quick break. Thank you so much for joining me. Send me that information, and I hope I talk to you again soon. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. What do you want to talk about? I'm going to keep talking about this. KKFT, we'll be right back.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM for Yerington and Smith Valley. Let's head back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Gene being so patient. Hi, Gene. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the situation with Ron and self-sustaining houses. You know, on the fees, he alluded to the fees on a simple septic system for 40 acres, and I just want to remind him.
Yeah, just to get the permit, $1,600.
Exactly, and I just want to, you know, so he understands this, the fees are to expand the unelected government that is expanding under this governor and to pay for their pensions, and that's what this money's for, and that's why we have an expanded unelected government, and I expect this to continue under Mr. Sisolak, but I have a laundry list of things I want to go over. First, I don't know if anyone saw the San Francisco Chronicle on Sunday, but it featured this bold print, heavy type headline. It says Pence shakes things up if Dems' strategy of impeachment succeeds. So even the San Francisco Chronicle on Sunday admitted in their headline that this impeachment is a strategy, and it is an election strategy to damage the president. Yeah. And I want to say something about Kamala Harris, who's running around crying wolf that they're playing the race card over her demise of her campaign. I just want to say to Mrs. Harris is that Californians are no longer viable to be elected president. I think everyone knows that from coast to coast that the state is an unmitigated disaster under 40 years of liberal rule. Nobody wants any part of it, and I don't think that she understands that. So I don't think it's because she's a woman or she's a woman of color that her campaign has imploded. It's just the fact that no Californian, I don't think, can be elected president of the United States at this point. You know, and
Tom Steyer is trying, and you know that, you know, talking about California strategy, you know that Gavin Newsom is being groomed for 2024. That is just so obvious.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, but I think the analogy here is that, and what they don't understand, that as we watch the newsreels of the California disaster on the nightly news, night after night, that from all the way from Nevada all the way to the Atlantic coast, everyone knows that the state is a disaster, and that's why Mrs. Harris's campaign is foundered. I want to talk about Assemblyman Edgar Flores, because I duped him into a conversation via his cell phone while he was in Las Vegas one day, not long ago. discussing this mileage tax and the specter of a mileage tax being put on Nevadans, and I was able to rope him in to some other questions that I had. And one of the questions that I had for Mr. Edgar Flores, he's one of the leaders, Democratic leaders of the Assembly, is what about health care for illegal immigrants? And he went into this, he segued into this plan that he has, and just want the listeners to understand that, that he says that since sales taxes are paid by everybody, there's no reason why we can't afford non-citizens health care with our sales taxes. So just going forward, as we go to vote next November to replace this legislature, that there are plans being hatched to usurp your sales taxes that support all your local infrastructure away from you and furnish non-citizens with health care. And so I wanted to bring that up with the listeners this morning. There was a couple other items before I run along. I want to talk about the governor. You know, I didn't know that this bill had passed, creating an office of attorneys for the underprivileged that you alluded to earlier in the broadcast. And I want to send an open-ended message. Yes, and not only to an open-ended message to the governor, but also to Aaron Ford, the attorney general, who is trying to amend the state constitution via lawsuit to open up the floodgates of taxes on Nevada's middle class, that this governor, as you alluded to earlier, whether it's this new commission or putting entry monuments into our state or the specter of a mileage tax, the bogus vehicle capture, whatever we talk about, metered water wells in rural Nevada, that I hope the conservatives are listening to this, that this governor is now writing checks that the middle class of Nevada are not going to be cashing under any circumstances. So you are, in fact, Mr. Governor, spearheading a massive budget deficit going forward for you to cry wolf over, but we are not going to be cashing the checks that you are now writing. And I want to say that open over the air, and so that the listeners understand that we have a little disaster unfolding here, a la California.
Yeah, No, it's a big disaster.
Right.
It's not little. But Gene, I have to stop you there because I've got to take a Fox News break. If you want to stay on the line and continue the conversation, I'd be more than happy to have you. You've got some good points there, and I'm glad you put Flores on the carpet on. He's got more issues than just health care. So stick around. It's KKFT, The Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
Little mambo for you to get you moving in your chair or your seat, whatever you're doing. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM, Smith and Mason Valley. We're taking over Northern Nevada for a reason, because you need to get something off your chest. And, it looks as though I'm getting differing reports. It looks as though 11,000 people are still without power, so they got 1,000 people back. But now NV Energy is saying that most of the 12,000 people who were without power since about 10:25 this morning, coming back. Getting reports that Atlantis Automobile Museum, Meadowood Mall without power, but they're popping back on one by one. And why did it happen? Technical difficulties, damaged equipment. You'd think that stuff would be maintained with all we pay. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show and continue with Gene and his thoughts. He's rambling off a lot, or not rambling. He's putting out a lot of them, which should be concerning all of us. Gene, thank you so much for holding through the break. In the last segment, boy, we've talked about the fees and the taxes being increased on people and putting out there for the government's pension. And, you know, one thing I was going to interrupt with you and say on that, and all of the pensions for the state workers, for the school teachers, for all across the state, these aren't paid for. So we're just going to see more and more and more money going in to those pensions from us.
Well, I concur with you on that, but I have a solution for that as well. And I think that's something that Nevadans should consider. We have the public sector divorced from the rest of us economically with these taxpayer-enabled pension plans. And I think the best solution for Nevadans who don't have a pension plan of any kind and are relying in retirement solely on Social Security, that I think it's time to collect the signatures for a ballot initiative that would throw open the whole PERS system to every taxpayer. And I would really like to see state employee unions and Democrats at the podium trying to explain why what's good enough for the state workforce and government workers isn't good enough for them. And I think that's really the best solution to that, is just throw open the PERS system to every taxpayer via a ballot initiative. I have no doubt that the...
Yeah, because we're the ones that are putting the money into it.
Exactly. And I would wager that the signature gathering process for that would go very quickly to get that on the ballot before next November. But, you know, one of the most disconcerting things that has Nevada was duped into electing Mr. Sisolak as governor. You know, he spent his career as a county commissioner down there in Clark County and ran redundant television ads here in northern Nevada touting his fiscal conservatism as a county commissioner. And then he gets installed in governor, and we see the biggest bait and switch under the sun under Mr. Black.
Yeah.
He starts the spending spree that's going to bankrupt Nevada's middle class. But I want to say something also about Aaron Ford. You know, he's been running these ads touting himself as the savior of seniors and counseling them through his office under the perils of reverse mortgages. And I want Mr. Ford and Mr. Sisolak to really listen up to what I'm about to say. I am in more fear 5 years out of needing a reverse mortgage to hold on to my home than I otherwise would have been had you not been elected, because I think that under the policies we're seeing rolled out, this latest addition of commission to furnish some kind of dubious legal assistance to indigents is the kind of taxation he's going to need to push middle class Nevadans into economic gentrification. So with Mr. Ford and Mr. Sisolak, they're likely to be a cause more than any other entity for Nevada seniors who should be scared that they're going to need a reverse mortgage to sustain themselves under the taxation plans of this governor. So I just want to close out with that, and you can offer up any comment, but I just had a laundry list of stuff to go over with today, and I hope to get that out to the listening audience this morning. So I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you did. And, as the Aaron Ford issue, I've actually had two requests from their PR firm or whoever they're using to have him on the air to tout it. And I just ignored the emails. I didn't actually send back my thought of, hell no, not on my show.
Yeah.
I thought that would just be rude. So it was...
Make no mistake, Mr. Ford's lawsuit to upend or to sustain these modified business taxes going forward has under the parameters that they fit within the parameters of our constitutional amendment of a two-third majority really is not what he's after. He and the governor are after what was done with the recall parameters. He wants to upend the entire voter-approved initiative and start the floodgates of taxes. So hopefully Nevadans will listen up and make big changes to the legislature before they can come back in 2021 and do any more damage than they've already done to the middle class in Nevada. So I will close out with that.
And I'm thank you, Gene.
Wishing the listening audience a great day. Thank you, Monica.
Yo, and you as well. And you as well. Thank you, Gene. And that's why I don't want to wait until 2021. I don't want to wait. Look at the things that the governor has done to the recall process. Please, fightfornevada.com. Stand Up Nevada on Facebook. Get involved in the recall process. We finally have some elected representatives that are stepping up and stepping on board. Nothing here locally, of course, because nobody wants to put their neck out for something like that. In the rural areas, some sheriffs are coming forward and some commissioners are coming forward that, yeah, we need to get this guy out of here. He flat out says that he, you know, doesn't care about the rurals. So the gas taxes, the water meters, all of it. He doesn't care. And that is really sad how we have two-faced politicians, how we have let this continue. Because of the fact, I was just talking to a woman that has moved north. She just couldn't stand Clark County anymore. Worked with Sisolak as a commissioner and rather liked the man, that he was a fiscal conservative for his community, for his area of the commission. He did a good job. But as soon as he was elected governor, because it was somebody else footing the bill, it was somebody else putting money into that campaign to take away our gun rights, to take away our voting rights, to give illegals housing, health care, make it easier for voter fraud. The list goes on and on. Get to the rallies, get the financial support, get them the help that they need. The signatures are there. The signature is there. We're going to do this. We're going to make this happen without elected representatives' blessing or not. Some people think that it's just a joke. And let me tell you, I've been to these rallies. I go to them every chance I get. I'm going to try to make the one in Hawthorne this Saturday. Tonopah, a little far for me on Sunday, so I don't think I'll be able to make that one, but I'm definitely going to try for the one in Hawthorne. If you don't stand up and use your voice, if you wait until the next election period, then what's the point? You don't get a diagnosis of cancer from your doctor and say you're going to wait a couple years to get it taken care of. You fix it before it gets to that point. And that's why we need to recall Sisolak. 884-9910. If you've got some things to get off your chest just like Gene did, please. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington. I was just there for a rally. And Smith Valley. And 99.1 FM Talk KKFT for all of Northern Nevada. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Monica, just a quick second, because I wanted to thank Gene, because I'm pretty sure that he was wishing me a good day as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
I don't
really
think so. I think you were in that group of all of us.
You know, I notice you say Yerington. Is it Yerington or Yerington?
I say Yerington because the I is only one it's only one letter away from the E, so that to me makes it a long E.
Oh, okay. But it's Y-E-R, Yer, Yerington. We should, maybe somebody from Yerington can call in and make sure it's correct.
Yeah, just don't get me started on Nevada.
All right. Break time?
Thanks for joining the show, Jer.
Not a problem.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
And so proud of that affiliation. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of your concerns and all of your goodies as well. It's so nice to being able to bring good things to good people. And you know, our good people are our veterans. So whether you are active duty, if you're a reservist, if you are retired, I got a little something here for you. The kickoff for your Veterans Day weekend, you can go check out some live comedy. There's nothing better than being able to laugh. And it's at the Carson Comedy Club. Headlining is Chicago Steve Barkley, and it's going to be great. Now, the first people that get in there, the first 100 active duty military retirees, reservists who sign up for the Veterans Club at the Carson City Nugget, you're going to get free tickets to either Friday or Saturday night's Veterans Day show. So please check it out for yourself. because if we don't keep laughing, all we're going to do is be crying. But something nice there for our veterans. We got a lot of nice things going on for our veterans as we head into Veterans Day. And honoring, comforting a vet. Jerry, this is a great thing that you put together.
Due credit to All Hours Era as well, and another vendor who's got a couple of different locations around Northern Nevada but wants to remain anonymous has come up with a Rheem home comfort system. And I'm really happy about it. Here's what's bad about it: having to pick one, because I've gotten some great emails.
Oh.
I see the emails, and the first email is they want to nominate somebody, and then I'll have to follow up and say, tell us a little bit about the service or the person. And I wish we had about a dozen of these to give away, but there's only one this year. But hopefully this is an annual event with All Hours Air. What you need to do, because it's coming up, somebody will be chosen this Sunday, is get that email to us, because it was kind of slow at first, and then as soon as Halloween was over, they started pouring in. We had some. Let me give you the email address. It's comfortavet or comfortahero, either one, at evansbroadcast.com. Nominate somebody, and just to save a little bit of time, if you know somebody, and again, it can be active as well, active duty, guard, retired. If they need need is going to play into the decision. If they need a heating and air conditioning system installed, nominate them. Give us a little bit about them, their service, their address, and how to contact them. We'll follow up from there. But again, just a couple of days left, so do nominate somebody, a vet or an active duty. Comfort a vet at evansbroadcast.com. Simple as that.
Thank you so much for putting this together. Yeah, it is simple, and it's going to go a long way because it's going to be a cold, cold winter. We love it here in Northern Nevada. So thanks, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Yeah, by the way, just
KKFT.
I don't want to get off too far, but I'm hoping it's record cold. I was talking with somebody earlier today about the quote-unquote homeless situation in Reno, those people living along the river.
Mm-hmm. The vagrancy.
I hope it freezes.
Well, they're already putting the warming center together, so if it does freeze, it's not going to matter because they're being taken care of as usual.
All right. Good deal.
Taxpayer dollars. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Look at everything around you. That's your money. There is no government agency. There is no government board. There is nothing out there that isn't paid for with your money. The people who are doing the worst to this state, the governor, the attorney general, you're paying for their pension. Don't you love that? Let that sink in for you. And why we can't have competitive services, why we have to be told, you're going to use this trash company. We're going to speak with Mark McKinnon, a local business owner, tomorrow morning, about the 10 o'clock hour. I'd like to start the show off with him because, boy, I love the calls when we start talking about waste management and not going through the PIO, not going through their PR department. Your calls on how you're really treated and why the city of Reno goes into agreements and says, well, you know what? We signed this up for you, the business owner. You don't get to decide. And if you do go with someone else to pick up your trash, we're going to fine you. Excuse me? Does anybody see a problem with that? I know I do. I also have my own personal story of why I don't recycle, because they won't give me the recycling bin size that I want. They say they can't. What? It's either or. It's their way or the highway. You, as the voter, you're the one that has the final say. You just have to ask yourself if you're going to say it. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show. You can say whatever you want here, but keep it clean because Dan has to use that button, you know.